listeners at GCN.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show toll free and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind. We're kicking off hour two here until 10, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the bulletin board system. We've just eclipsed 40,000 posts.
Holy crap.
I was looking at the count last night going, we'll hit 40,000 by the time I come into the studio tomorrow.
Yep. Man. We were there this morning, I think.
Wow.
And we are over 750 members, and they're all interacting, all having a good time. It's fun stuff. I mean, there's serious posts, and then there's just lighthearted, good time posts.
Good timey fun posts.
Yeah. And you can get interactive with us for free at freetalklive.com. So, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about, but we also have all kinds of phone calls on the line. So
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project,
too. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, the callers need to hear this.
They do.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to hear that.
Well, the reason they need to is because the Free State Project is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So, callers and people listening, if you'd like more information on the Free State Project, call toll-free after you're done with us at 888-532-4604, 888-532-4604, or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Super. That's freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. This is the show about your calls, and you can call about anything. Let's talk to Andrea in Virginia. Andrea, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. I'm a bit nervous, though. Pardon me.
Oh, that's okay.
So am I.
Just pretend like you're talking to three guys. There's nobody else listening, Andrea.
Three creepy guys you've never met, and you can't see their faces. Don't be nervous.
Yes.
Okay. I'm a Free State Project member, and I'm probably one of your newest amplifiers.
Great. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm calling about drug testing.
Oh, yeah?
Because one of the jobs I stumbled into over the course of my employment career has been drug testing. I've worked behind the scenes there.
You were one of those... You're one of those people that was actually there taking the samples?
Were you a strip dipper?
Actually, I did the back, even further behind the scenes, helping with the paperwork.
Ah.
So I didn't really process the actual specimens, but I did handle some of the behind the scenes stuff.
And what are some of the things that you've seen that, I mean, are there any weird, you know, behind the scenes drug testing stories that things people don't know go on?
Tell us about the dark, seedy side of drug testing.
The seedy underbelly of drug testing.
Actually, the most fun stuff was just some of the excuses people came up for why things were in their system. I think the best one I ever heard was somebody who said, "I didn't take the cocaine, I was just bagging it."
I tripped and fell in the coke, and then I freaked out and started breathing real heavy, and now, you know, look at me.
So that's of course, a very legitimate reason for coke being in your system.
Yeah, yeah. So wait, there's
so much better.
There's no seedy underbelly. Like, for instance, first, we always used to get calls from pizza delivery dudes, and we'd always ask them, you know, how many of your crew are marijuana smokers? And the answer is usually 95% or more. I mean, it's one of the things that most people don't know, I think, about the pizza business, is that it was like your pizza was likely delivered by a pothead tonight if you ordered
a stoned pothead.
Yeah. And, you know, in the restaurant business, everybody's either on marijuana or the management's usually on cocaine, that sort of thing. So, like, that's what we're talking about. Like, the stuff that's going on behind the scenes that nobody knows about the drug testing business. There's nothing seedy.
Well, the part that I was dealing with, no, because most of what I was doing were FHWA drivers, big commercial truck drivers.
Oh, okay.
Under the Federal Transportation Association, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. What did they have to do, just come in from time to time and periodically test?
Well, there's a random program wherein we had a computer system that would randomly select a certain percentage of the people, and there was some, I mean, different programs are set up different ways. At one point in time, they were actually set up so that once you took your test, you had a year get-out-of-jail-free card. You couldn't get pulled again. And, of course, that immediately meant that the random program didn't work. As soon as you could still start using.
Wait a minute. You could get tested once, pass the test, and you'd have a free... you'd be guaranteed to not be tested for at least another year?
That used to be the way that program was set up. We fixed that.
Wow.
It didn't work very well. But
how do you notify a truck driver that they have to come in for a test? Aren't they always on the road? I mean, do you have to wait till they come home to their residence to get the notification?
I actually notify their supervisors, and they would send them to the nearest wherever they were local to.
Got it.
So, cool. But you were mentioning that drug testing is unreliable, and that's a true and false statement, depending on what type of drug testing.
Okay.
It's true when you're talking about non-federal tests, anything that's not regulated. But when we're talking about the DOT or federal drug testing, they have cutoffs that make it almost impossible for a false positive, and then they have a doctor that calls if you do come up positive, that reviews why you might have had a positive, and if you have any legitimate reasons, writes it up as a negative.
Hmm. Wow.
So in the federal drug testing portion of it, it's pretty solidly secure that you're not going to come up with a false positive from pop or prescription medicine.
Well, so as somebody who's been in the business, don't you think it's just time to put an end to this crazy drug war?
Absolutely. I'm completely and utterly against the drug testing.
How did you feel? How did you, I mean, were you against drug testing while you were administering the tests?
No,
not
she wasn't
as strongly as I am now.
Oh, really?
I've gradually refined my view. I started out as a Republican and sort of refined my view towards libertarian and anarcho-capitalism over the course of the last couple of years.
You go, girl.
So I'm.
Did you just say that?
He's such a
holy crap! You're skinny and white, aren't you?
Yeah. He can't help it.
I'm not skinny now, but
no,
yeah.
No. I was talking to Ian. I apologize for that. You know, now that you said that, though, that reminded me of something. You're
skinny and white.
No.
Sorry.
No. You said that you're an amplifier and that you're a Free State Project member, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you're kind of active on the internet with things that Free Talk Live seems to be affiliated with.
Absolutely.
So are you familiar with the Shrine of Female Listeners on our website?
Yes, I am, and I'm trying to convince my husband to take a picture for me.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know what? I believe I was talking to you about that on the BBS.
Probably.
I think I offered to digitally alter your photos for you.
Hey, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to get a brand new Shriner on board. We look forward to it. Andrea, anything else on your mind tonight?
Not really. No, that was about it.
Well, thanks for the call. Look forward to hearing from you again. 800-259-9231. Let's continue on to Sheridan in Texas. Sheridan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello. Sheridan in Texas. Okay, maybe not.
Hello.
Maybe yes, Sheridan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
I'm actually also a new amplifier.
Great. Thank you. Wow, this is fantastic.
That's the new rule. Second hour on Fridays, only amplifiers.
And I was going to say, I just had a question for you. I'm new to this. I've only been listening to you guys for a couple of months, and I've only been aware of the libertarian movement since I've been listening to you guys.
Wow.
And so I have questions, of course.
How did you find us?
Through Podcast Alley.
Through Podcast Alley.
So I'm actually a podcaster. I have my own podcast. And
oh,
so
cool.
I'm real active at Podcast Alley.
What's it called?
Namethispodcast.com.
Neat. What do you cover on your podcast, Mr. Sheridan?
Me and my fiance just discussing whatever random things he's discussing.
Yeah. It's a couple show.
I've heard that's been done before.
Yeah.
How do you differentiate yourself from the other couple shows out there?
Well, you know, at this point, we've only got a podcast out there. We're just starting out. And so at this point, I don't really know how to answer that question because, you know, this is a brand new thing for us. And cool.
I recommend that your fiance does the show topless and advertises that she does it topless.
Oh, okay.
You have to show a picture.
That's actually closer to this couple cast I've heard rather than differentiating us from them.
Hey, Sheridan, your cell phone's kind of crapping out, but I want you to get your question out there before we totally lose you.
Okay. I'm just wondering what your view is on copyright laws, because I think right now it's ridiculous that we have this life of the author plus 75-year thing or whatever, but I'm wondering if you were to, in Ian's case, remove government, or, you know, in like Manwich's case, reduce government, what exactly would happen with copyright?
That is a great question. We will answer it when we come back. Sheridan, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. What about copyright laws?
This is great. I always love this discussion.
All right. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. If you've got an answer, then we want to hear from you as well. 800-259-9231. Take control. It's Free Talk Live. Thank you.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Friday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in about anything, political or personal. Anything goes, 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find all kinds of good stuff, including the archives. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described on the front page of the website. In fact, we'll take you back farther than six days. Scroll down past day six, you'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they will take you to months worth of the show, all of it free at freetalklive.com. Now, we just got off the phone with Sheridan, and he asked a question about copyright law. He's kind of new to this whole libertarianism thing. In fact, as he told us, he never even really heard of libertarianism before discovering Free Talk Live. So it's always nice to hear that kind of thing, that somebody's discovered a whole new political philosophy because they tuned into this show. And actually, a lot of people discover that they just kind of find a name for what they already felt.
Right.
Because a lot of people feel like something's really wrong with this country.
The government's way too big around here.
But they can't really, they don't necessarily have a label to apply to it. So now, Sheridan was curious, though, about the issue of copyright law. And as he pointed out, today, on the law says that once something is copyrighted, that it goes for the lifetime of the copyright holder plus 70 years. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's 70, I believe.
Okay, whatever it is.
Whatever. He said 75, but I think it's 70.
Okay.
Now, I think we all kind of disagree to some extent on this issue, but I think we would all agree that, is that a little too long?
Yeah, I don't particularly see why the children of the guy who wrote Jingle Bells should still make money every time somebody sings it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not so sure.
So, Manwich, since you're always the person who's arguing for some government, what do you think copyright law should be like?
I think I've changed my opinion to some extent. I'm of the opinion that if something is bought or sold, then the creator should get some of that money. But if something's given away, then it's not that big of a deal.
You really have changed your opinion, Manwich. So, to translate that, if you make a CD of Manwich playing the mandolin.
Manwich's mandolin.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And somebody take...
Just call it a mandolin witch.
And you sell some copies of the CD, and one of those people that you sold that copy to rips the CD to their hard drive and then puts it up on the file sharing service. You're saying that's okay by you.
You know, I don't like it, and I think it's kind of nasty to do to somebody, but I don't think that it's really... It should be something punishable by law.
You're not going to call the goon squad on.
I don't think there should be something punishable by law. I just don't want to see him, you know, I don't want to pay the money for the incarceration.
I'm kind of with Manwich on that. I don't think there's a problem when something is being used for your own personal use. Like, for example, if Manwich has a mandolin CD and I like it, and so I copied it from a friend of mine who happened to have purchased the mandolin CD.
Mandolin in the Moonlight with Manwich.
However, if I then burn copies of Manwich on the Mandolin, Mandolin in the Moonlight,
right.
And then begin selling those,
right?
That's a problem.
Yeah.
I think it's a problem if you are using someone else's idea to make money for yourself and not compensating the person who came up with the idea.
Okay, I'm kind of with you guys on that one. So basically what we're talking about is... pretty much removing copyright law.
Well, no, I think the person who created the idea needs to have some sort of legal recourse to stop the people who are profiting from their idea without giving them any sort of recompense.
Seems like copyright law to me.
I don't know if it would be quite, you know, it certainly wouldn't be quite the same as we have today. I
mean, I'm all for reforming copyright law, but there needs to be some sort of protection in place for someone who creates something that's, I don't know, non-tangible or something other than, you know, a widget and a screw that you can buy in a store.
I guess I just don't know if I think that the government should be the entity that's doing that protecting.
Well, I think that the government, because of its coercive powers, is the only entity to do it. Because this whole, you know, voluntary legal system thing, I don't see it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yes.
You're going to see a lot of abuses.
And I cannot agree with you that there should be no centralized governance of any sort. There needs to be a government of some kind to enforce certain laws.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess I can see the small government position. I wouldn't have a problem with that if that's what, you know, if that's what we ended up doing. However, I'm concerned, obviously, that if we have a government whose job it is to enforce copyright laws, that eventually it's going to expand, it's going to go out of control, it's going to get bigger, and it's going to get more intrusive and more oppressive than it ever has been, like we have it doing today. So I think that it's difficult to keep it tied down to its original core functions. And if one of the functions that you want it to take care of is to enforce this copyright law on people, I just think that you're giving power to people that you're not in control of.
The government is a snowball.
Yeah.
And it started out a small snowball here, a relatively small snowball with the Constitution. And we have to admit that the government's never really stuck to the Constitution with the Hamiltonians out there and what do they call them, anti-federalists?
Whatever.
Or federalists.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The people claiming they were federalists were really anti-federalists.
Right. They supported a much larger...
They supported a centralized government
from the beginning than the Constitution would have
necessarily allowed.
That's right.
But either way, it's a snowball. So let's start out with a real small snowball, and then we can fight that itty-bitty snowball as it grows.
So would you?
I think that that is what people have to do constantly. Right. That's the whole statement that is it Thomas Jefferson that the fires of victory or fires of liberty are stoked by the blood of patriots or whatever.
I think that's
the
Jefferson.
Term is.
Yeah, I think yeah. So in your world with this minimal copyright law, which again I'm all for cutting down and cutting back, how would it be funded? How would the cops investigating the people that are... So you have to come across the information, right, that somebody's selling your stuff on the black market or whatever, somebody's
sure.
selling your copies of your CD. So once you come across that information...
Hey, Ian, your mom's calling me.
You'd have to turn that information over to the authorities, in which case they'd have to then conduct an investigation or go arrest the guy and charge him with something. Should there be some sort of... Should we change the funding system to where if they capture this dude, then he has to provide restitution to you? I mean, would that
sure.
be something you'd also want to include here?
Absolutely.
Because I like that idea way more than I like the idea of everybody paying for this big old copyright bureaucracy, which would exist to protect your property.
Right. I very much think that there's definitely got to be some sort of a cost associated with this because...
Right.
It costs money to pay the salaries of the people who are going to have to enforce these types of laws.
Right.
I think that when someone files a report of copyright infringement, that there is a cost associated with filing that report. And you, as the person filing the report, are responsible for covering that cost. Meaning...
Would you recoup that cost if the person was found guilty?
Right. Yeah, it's... They don't... until the case is settled, that is still an open charge. You know, they haven't collected their money on
right.
it yet. But once the case is settled, you're responsible for covering that, meaning it's going to come out of, if you lose, it's going to come out of your pocket. If you win, it'll come out of the money that you receive as your, you know, compensation. But either way, that'll keep people from pressing the charges unless they know, unless they're sure of the fact that this type of thing is going on. So it'll keep frivolous charges out of the system.
I like that.
And then when... charges pressed against people who are violating copyright law are successful, they are punished appropriately.
Man, that sounds reasonable.
I support a fee-based law enforcement in as many aspects as possible.
Yeah.
I really feel like if you commit crimes, then you should have to pay for the policing work.
Yeah, and that way the cops are working for their money.
Pay extra for the policing work that went into...
That way the cops are actually rewarded and or punished for doing a bad or good job, whereas today they collect a paycheck no matter how bad they are. More coming back, 800-259-9231. Posey wants to tell us about how he's been arrested for cocaine possession. That's Posey from New York City. We're going to come to him. Gene is on the line as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order at 888-784-0718.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Friday night, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can call about anything, as always. Let's go to the phones and to the fun, because this is your show. You can join us, of course, online at freetalklive.com. Wait a minute, Manwich, you got something?
Yeah, I got an interesting fact for Torgo.
Fun fact?
A fun fact.
Okay.
What's that?
Fun facts with Manwich. Today, 750,000 people are going to celebrate their birthday. And
really?
Tomorrow, the same amount.
And you know what? Mine is 2 weeks from tonight.
That's
really?
Fantastic.
Yep.
You know, if somebody loved you, they might go to 1-800-Flowers and get you some flowers for your birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
There's also a website, isn't there?
1-800-Flowers.com. Isn't that convenient?
That's easy to remember.
And if you were in Malaysia, they could still deliver it to you there.
Actually, I'm going to be in Luxembourg.
See?
They can take care of that.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Wow.
They can deliver to you.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And now you type in FTL at the website,
and you get, and they could get a 10% discount on those flowers that they sent you. Not that anybody's going to send you any flowers.
Yeah, I'm going to pimp that to everyone I know. FTL gets you a discount.
That's right, at 1-800-Flowers.com.
Yep.
All right. So let's talk to Posey in New York City. Posey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Well, first of all, no, I was never arrested for carrying. And I don't do drugs.
Oh, okay. We know.
But when I first moved to Brooklyn, from the Bronx, I didn't know the area.
Right.
And so I went into a store. I went out to buy milk bones. And as I'm in this, as my
the
habit,
milk bones for you or for your dog?
For my dogs. Okay. I had five dogs at that time.
Gotcha.
And when, you know, I went into the store, I just went into the nearest store in the area, and I was buying the milk bones. And normally when I get paid, you know, when I pay for my stuff, I don't stand there and count my money because I don't know who's looking. And I just ball it up and stick it in my pocket. You know, you take a quick look, ball it up, stick it in your pocket, count it when you get home.
Yep.
Well,
okay.
I was looking for milk bones. I looked down. I noticed that I dropped a dollar. Picked it up, you know, just stuffed it back in my pocket, bought my milk bones, went home, and I was straightening out the money to, you know, to count it. And I opened this dollar, and cocaine went everywhere.
Whoa! Oh,
and
wow.
And that was, hey, you're psychic. That's exactly what I said, and it's what my brother said. So my brother looks at me and says, so what did you do, go over to the store and take the man's stash? And my heart hit the floor, you know, fell into my feet. And I was panicked by this. So I went over there, and I just told the guy what happened. I said, look, man, I don't know what was going on. And the guy knew me. I said, I don't know what was going on, but I found a dollar here. When I opened it at home, it was full of cocaine. I flushed it, you know. I don't use this stuff.
Right.
Never have. And he just looked at me and laughed when he said it. He says, well, I can't tell you that it belongs to anybody in my store. And he looks around at some of the guys in there.
Uh-huh.
And he says, but if it did belong to him, it wasn't supposed to be in here anyway.
Yeah.
So I got... He let me go, you know. He let me go. But it's just like, now, imagine unfolded E. Gilbert getting up going to work the next day. And he didn't unfold his money. And he goes to pay for his token. He sticks this rolled up dollar bill through the window.
Oh, man. That would have been bad news, man.
Well, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then they got the law where, you know, if you got, even got, they can find cocaine dust on your money. They can take your money from you.
Yeah, there's, I don't know if it's an urban myth or urban legend, but the rumor is that most every dollar bill in circulation has traces of cocaine on it.
Yes.
Have you heard that?
It's
Hold
not
on,
an
I got
urban
a couple
myth.
In my
it's
pocket right now.
It's a fact, and it's not more, it's, you know, that's the poor people with the, you know.
So the lesson learned
the
here, Posey. Posey, the lesson learned basically is if you find money, always make sure you straighten it out before you spend it.
Yeah, put it in your pocket.
Right. You don't ever want to keep it crumpled up or balled
up. You can't explain it. I didn't know it was the. How can you explain something?
Yeah,
like
you'd
that?
Be speechless if you tried paying with that.
However, I think the real lesson here is that when you do unfold your money, do it real careful so you don't send it everywhere. You don't want to lose that stuff.
Well, depending on who you are.
Don't use that stuff. Don't use it.
Not good for you.
If you were a user, you'd know. Like,
well, like I said, that's why my brother knew what was going on, and I didn't. Because he looked right at me and said, what did you do, go over there and take the man's stash?
Uh-huh.
And once he said that, it dawned on me, because I'm like, well, what the hell is this?
Posey, good story, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Yeah, if you're a cokehead, I mean, if you are a cokehead.
Yeah, that dollar's on the floor, you're a...
Right.
Oh, hey, what?
Exactly. You wouldn't have made it out of the store without opening that sucker up and actually snorting it in the aisle.
I smell a friend.
Let's go to Gene in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hello, I'm going to talk to the conspiracy phobes here.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Yeah, that's us.
You guys are afraid of conspiracies.
Not so much afraid, but tired of.
Yeah. What do you got, Gene?
Well, oil. And
oil.
I know you chewed out some guy the other night because he... I think it was actually Jamie told you so about
maybe
the
so.
Oil.
Well, we're more likely to chew him out just for anything anyway.
He didn't cry, did he?
No.
Okay. So what about oil, Gene?
Well, I've been watching the price of oil for about 30 years.
Yeah?
And I have noticed that they have a certain tendency to make gosh-awful amounts of profit. If you look at, you know, the oil company's always complaining that their refineries are broke, that the Arabs are raising the price of oil, therefore they're just passing on the cost to all the poor little consumers. And gosh, it really isn't our fault, folks, that the price is so high. It's all these horrible things that are happening to us. Well,
okay.
All you got to do is go on any website that has to do, you know, that'll tell you what the profits are for different Fortune 500 companies, and you're going to see that all these oil companies are making just huge amounts of profits.
What's wrong with profit?
There's nothing wrong with profit.
Okay.
But they're lying through their teeth when they're telling you that the price of gas is because of all these other things. If that was true, then instead of showing 30 and 40% profit for the year, they might show a 5 or 10% loss. And you, the way corporations work, and I know this firsthand, but corporations come December 1st or December 15th or so, What do they tend to do? They dump as much of their profit as they can. They buy stuff they maybe really don't need, or they put this money into equipment that they can use down the road somewhere. They don't want that profit on the books come December 31st, because then they're going to have to pay a huge tax on it.
Got it. So
I guarantee you every one of those oil companies, come December 15th or so, they're dumping that money as fast as they can.
So are you alleging that they're cooking the books?
Well, I'm alleging that they're lying through their teeth in trying to make up all these excuses for the high price of oil.
What are you going to do about it?
At the same time, they're making these huge profits. You know,
what are you going to do? Are you going to stop driving in protest?
Well, I'm trying. I'm going to get an electric van.
Wait, an electric van? Is that like a golf cart?
No. Have you ever heard of the G-Van, the GMC G-Van?
No, I have not. What is this?
It's a full-size van. It's not one of these little mini cars, but it's a full-size van, just like your plumber would drive down the street, only it's electric.
You plug it in at night?
Well, you can plug it in at night, but what I intend to do with mine is put a very tiny diesel generator in it that will run and charge the battery.
So
will that create carbon monoxide and kill you?
I'm shooting for probably about 25 miles per gallon.
Is this a new product or is this an old vehicle?
Oh, what I'm getting is an Army surplus thing. They used it on the military bases to drive people around.
Well, let us know
if
how
you're
going
to get 25 miles to the gallon on it. Then why not just get a diesel van?
Because a diesel van doesn't get 25 miles to the gallon.
Oh, all right, Gene. Hey, let us know how it goes, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Oil conspiracies.
He should get a hybrid. It'll get him 50.
More coming back. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up whatever's on your mind. The Friday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to actually have a photograph taken of themselves and then send it to us so we can put it on our website.
That's awesome.
That's right. And it's much appreciated. It is not a beauty contest. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are included at freetalklive.com. So go check out the Shrine.
You forgot to add flavors. I'm sure there are different flavors.
Most likely. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll free. 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, hey, you want to talk about fascism, guys?
Okay. All right.
Unless you had any comments on that oil conspiracy thing. We kind of let Gene get out his thing, and we didn't really interrupt him too much. So.
Well, here's what Gene was saying for people who didn't get to hear everything. The oil companies are telling everyone that the cost of oil is going up, so that's why the cost of gas is going up.
Right.
Well,
Ticonderoga Pencils would talk about the cost of wood if anyone cared.
Right, exactly. He says, but the problem is that these oil companies are then showing 30 to 40% profits. Well, that's because they're raising their prices in accordance with the cost of their goods so that they continue to make the same profit they've always made.
Right.
Otherwise, they would start taking a loss, you're right, Gene, if they kept their retail price point the same. But by raising the retail price point in correlation with the cost of their goods, they're still making a profit, which makes sense. It's not a conspiracy. I don't really see where they're... I don't really feel that they're lying as much as he thinks they are.
Yeah, I don't think so either. These oil conspiracy people seem to think that there's this cartel out there, and this cartel is just holding back on the oil. And I know there is a cartel. It's called OPEC.
Sure.
But they're not the only oil producers, right? I mean, aren't there outside sources for oil? I mean,
there's clearly some oil crunch. Something's going on with oil.
Yeah.
We don't know what it is. The thing previously is that in the early, what was it, late 70s?
Right.
Well, OPEC was intentionally holding back oil.
Yeah.
Something is now happening that's constricting supply. It's clear. It's obvious.
And if there is a...
Supply's down and demand's constant.
If there's a cartel, now, I don't know how many different oil companies there are. I'm assuming there's more than three or four of them.
Yes.
But even if you've got a cartel with just three or four companies, eventually you're going to have somebody get greedy. Somebody's going to say, well, if we cut our prices, let's see, you guys want us to keep our prices at $2.50 a gallon, but if we cut them to $2.30 a gallon, we'll take all the market. So cartels have a natural tendency to break up. Now, maybe OPEC's like the best cartel that's ever existed, but it seems to me that there's always going to be somebody who's willing to go ahead and break the rules, break the cartel's agreement, and start selling under their agreed price. That's why cartels never last. So if that's what's going on, if
I'm not saying that's what's going on. I don't know.
No, but that's, I think, what Gene was suggesting, is that these guys are raising their prices because they can. Right? Because they're in control of the oil. And if that's really happening, then it can only happen for so long. And so if you want to do something about it, do what Gene's doing and go build your own little hybrid car.
Right.
Got the time for it.
Go ahead and put a diesel engine on your electric car and get worse gas mileage than my all-gas vehicle.
All right. Actually, you know what? Forget the fascism. We'll do that tomorrow night. Instead, let's talk about porn. How about that?
Okay. All right. It's all right. Friday night.
Yeah. In fact...
I don't need an excuse.
Protesters are at it again. Yes, these people who just don't know, they just don't realize what they're doing. Either they don't realize what they're doing, or the porn stores actually hire them to come out and protest. One or the other. Because in Uniontown, Indiana, residents in one local neighborhood, according to the Indy Channel, are in a round-the-clock battle to shut down a new adult business. The Lion's Den Superstore opened on Friday just west of Interstate 65's Uniontown exit in the last several days since residents have manned a protest area along the road near the store's entrance. They've been carrying signs not only asking for support, but also threatening exposure of customers going into the store, including shooting video of those patrons.
I'm sure if they went in the store, they'd see plenty of exposure of customers. So.
Protester Don Hall says... It's had a big effect, and we've had people that when they see the sign or they think we're taking a picture going in there, they just kind of turn around and go back out. And their sign says, "No porn here." That's what it says. It says, "No," bunch of exclamation points, and then, "Porn here."
Right.
That's what their sign says.
As in, "No, don't drive past. We have porn here."
According to a fellow protester, Joyce So-and-so, "I grew up in a small town that was innocent. I'd like to see it stay that way."
Innocent, no, repressed.
"I feel like you go to the city, you have to deal with what's there. But when you're in the country, you shouldn't have to deal with something like this."
Well, don't you think it's these people's right to go out there and protest these things?
Absolutely I do.
Okay.
And it's my right to make fun of them.
Here in the country, we don't like none of them pornos.
Naked women and stuff.
We don't need... I hear that them pornos, they can They can turn you freaky.
They'll twist your mind.
Sandy Summers, who works for the Lion's Den, says the protesters don't bother her. She says they have a right to be out there as well as we have a right to be here. We're a legal business, and everything that we have inside here is protected as well as ourselves by the First Amendment right, she says.
That's great.
By the First Amendment right.
There are actually, I think, a couple of rights protected in the First Amendment, but she's close. 800-259-9231, what do you think? I mean, would you, is there anybody in this listening audience that would go out and protest the opening of a porn store?
That depends. If they'd offer me free porn to go away, I might do it.
We want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Of course, the irony of all this is that they're actually just giving them more attention. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, so if you want to get on, you better make a call now. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
Manwich.
And you should join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you. It's all free. It always has been, always will be. But we want you to help support the show. In fact, we've had two amplifiers call in tonight.
That's right.
Which is fantastic. Amplifiers mean that they've actually come to amp.freetalklive.com and decided to support the show for $3 a month. Now, that's totally voluntary. It doesn't give you access to a secret membership area where
sure
you get the membership, the forum area. You get to chit-chat with all the other amplifiers, but that's...
On the BBS.
It's very small.
On the BBS.
It doesn't give you access to any extra archives or anything like that. It's just basically you saying...
The real services of the website.
Yeah, it's like you saying, I like what you guys are doing, and I want to see it more places. I want to see you on more radio stations. I want you to get your show out to more people on the internet. And so basically you're contributing to what we call the Advertise, Market, and Promote program.
Or the Bribe Fund, as I call it.
You can call it whatever you want. Amp.freetalklive.com.
But we don't take the money.
No, we don't.
Not bribes for us.
Oh, the bribes for the station owners and
exactly, the
program directors that we give. Yes.
Greasing some palms.
Yeah, well, you got to grease a few palms.
So that's all it is. $3 a month. Check out the details.
We're off the porn topic.
Amp.freetalklive.com is where it's all at. And, in fact, if we reach our goal, we're over 5% of the way now to our goal, which is pretty good deal for 2 months' worth of amping.
Mm-hmm.
Once we reach the goal, we will cut back our commercial time by at least 25%.
That's a really big deal. So, essentially, it's an opportunity, an unprecedented opportunity, for listeners to buy airtime so that there will be more show.
Exactly.
That's what listeners say they dislike most about talk radio is all the commercials.
Right.
So we'll have fewer commercials.
We've come up with a solution. Amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Manwich, I know you've been begging to talk about these missing... What are they? Missing models?
Oh, I got rid of the article because
you
I didn't...
Did. Okay, good.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't want to talk about it. Oh,
so there's a couple of guys, American guys, who happen to be models.
Yeah.
Who have...
They are models?
They're American models.
Right.
One of them's, you know, got the blue steel down. Anyway, the police are...
La Tigre.
The police in Montreal are searching for them because they disappeared without a trace early Monday in downtown Montreal, and they missed their flight. It was only supposed to be a week's vacation, and then they were going to return to the United States.
Uh-oh.
And the point I want to make with this is, where are these guys' pictures all over the news? I mean, there's two young American guys that look good, and their picture isn't on the news. Tell me that the news media isn't, you know, just biased on this whole missing Natalie Holloway thing.
Biased? What do you mean? They're just biased towards ratings.
They are just biased towards ratings.
They know that if they put pictures of pretty girls on the news, more people are going to look.
But they pass it off as news, and it's not. Natalie Holloway got killed in some foreign country or has disappeared in some foreign country. So what? Not news. No, neither is Pamela Anderson, and neither is Tom Cruise. They're not news.
Yeah, I agree with that. News, I think news is defined as, you know, events that are outstanding, events that are unique. And I'm sorry, but kidnappings aren't unique. They happen all over the place.
I will have to disagree, but I think Tom Cruise's current insanity is news. And the only reason I say
he's gone nuts.
Oh, he's out of his mind.
Well, he was out of his mind. He hasn't really been in the news recently.
Well, no, he's been... still doing some interviews and saying some bizarre things, but I think it's good that they're covering his insanity because he's famous and people will want to shake his hand and they need to know what they're getting into because they're going to just walk into his field of crazy and who knows what's going to happen.
Hey, we're going to be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time for the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live, so join us then. It's been in here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
In the meantime, the fun continues online at freetalklive.com, so we will see you then.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you run a